Lovoid by J.L. Morin. Third Eye. In deep meditation, where all resolves, oneness sought awareness and split to become duality. Etu, thought the woman in black. Even oneness, to see itself in mirrors of relatedness, divided. Was life a betrayal of death then? Or betrayal just an illusion, as remorseless as breathing? Another word for evolution. No need for indignance. Every infraction merely clearing space for life's next spiral. A peregrine fainted from its perch atop a lone pine and flapped its wings. The wind yawned, stopping the falcon midair. The woman in the black hijab shielded her eyes against the sun and watched the bird, frozen there. Where the infinite embodied itself in the finite, bird halted in sky. The gust thrashed at the beach below, littered with death tourists. Tilting its wings, the falcon wafted higher, feathers separating in the wind. Wouldn't that be something? To fly into this long inhalation of unities, as it expanded itself indefinitely before exhaling all back to singularity. You just inhaled, and from inspiration back to expiration, from negative to positive, no longer thinking in one direction. Life doubted oneness. It believed in two, moving dialectically from one pole to its opposite. Out warm air, in cool, quieting your inner dialogue till you became your breath. A favorable cross current carried the bird out to sea, where it circled in hunt of energy. Predators at the top love the least. The thought flew across her mind before a strange experience. As if the winds drummed up a trinity, she was suddenly looking down at her own body, standing on the cliff, next to the man in the khaki shorts. And strikingly, the man, dressed as trendily as a store window, in signature button-down shirt and red tie flapping in the wind, like a mannequin, had no head. He walked right by without taking notice of her. She was sure now he couldn't see her or anything else. She shouldn't take it personally. Did she speak out loud? Because the man responded, jarring her back into her body. Love. He turned around to look at her in her hijab, standing there presently. We can hardly block the masses coming to the euthanasia hotel. He hadn't seen the falcon. Axel hadn't seen a lot of things. She was also in denial about her out-of-body experience, already putting it down to the conductivity of copper deposits in the red soil, which did have something to do with it. She could feel a remarkable energy coiling through her, though, looking at the chest of the 7-foot man. Suspecting his blindness might reveal the missing puzzle piece, she raised her gaze to his neck, to the razor stubble on his jaw, his head there now. He was scratching his chin. And why should we? Extinction levels are 1,000 times higher because of humans. The bird soared above a small flock of Dalmatian pelicans, one of the hundreds of local species becoming extinct. The pelicans flew through the pageantry of creation, as if sharing one mind. The falcon circled twice. Then it pulled its wings into a teardrop. The woman peered through black sunglasses. Oh, no! The saliva in her mouth dried up. The man turned around. A falcon! It's going to attack! The predator shot through the azure at a velocity of 200 miles per hour, transparent third eyelid wiping its cornea to maintain moisture as it locked onto its prey. The falcon hit the pelican. The impact sent the fowl spinning, its web feet paddling the air in an orchestra of flapping. The awkward freefall ceased. The pelican toppled onto the shallow waves. Life crashed on the beach. Involvement with finitude consummate, the absolute returned to infinity. Her breathing had stopped on the exhale, adrenaline coursing. Elderly bathers emerged from the sea and collapsed on their striped divans. Under shut eyelids, they warmed their dormant jeans and dreamt of a world that had forgotten how to hunt. Death and life sanitized out of existence, and didn't see the falcon's claws extend 8 scythes to retrieve the pelican carcass and fly it down the shore. Shadow rippling across the cliff face. Feeling like a detective uncovering an important clue, she beheld this shard of mirror from her mind's eye. Crickets cajoled, their mating cacophony drowning out the beach bar radio and leaving the humans on their divans with their naked dilemma. That the loving don't survive.